Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said that Brexit amounts to the most significant fundamental economic change that this country has faced in 50 years. Speaking at Dublin Port, he said he remains hopeful that a deal can be struck, adding that it is in the best interests of Ireland, the UK and the EU. The Taoiseach warns that even with a deal, the seamless trade, which has existed up to now, will not continue. He urged small businesses, which either export with or import from the United Kingdom, that they should register and engage.
Brexit is changing fundamentally the way we do business here with the United Kingdom. It's a fundamental change and people need to get that into their heads. That which ordinarily went through here seamlessly will not go through seamlessly now, in the sense that it has to be, there's a process. No, the aim of all of our preparation is to make it as fast as we possibly can. But the volumes, as I've said, from 1.5 million customs declaration to 20 million per annum, you know, work it out. It means a significant upscaling of activity. And and the one concern I'd have is that maybe there is a complacency among some SMEs out there that everything will be okay, and sure, if they get a deal, won't it be okay? It will be different, and you've got to get that into your heads. Businesses have to get it into their heads that life will be different, unfortunately, after the 1st of January. We can deal with it. And I think, we've built up capacity very quickly, and we're continuing to work to increase capacity here at Dublin Port. But the world will change, and it will not be as seamless as it once was.
The Taoiseach speaking at Dublin Port this morning. We can talk to Sandra Hurley of our political staff, who was there as well. Sandra, the Taoiseach there warning against complacency on the part of business in relation to what's coming after the 1st of January. But what about the arrangements that have been put in place there at ports like Dublin for what will happen, whether there is or isn't a deal, come 2021?
Yes, well, the key message from the Taoiseach really today was for businesses, if they haven't done so already, to register, to engage with the process. He said he was particularly worried about small and medium-sized businesses. And what he did at Dublin Port is he toured two of the terminals here, which have seen enormous changes as they get ready for that, the increased checks that are going to have to take place at Dublin Port. And he spoke with revenue and customs officials here. And he said that you know, Brexit is going to be the most significant change in Ireland's economic narrative for 50 years. And he really stressed that even with the deal, there's going to be significant implications. Now, he wouldn't be drawn on whether there might be a grace period as in relation to customs declarations, as is going to be the case in the UK. We know, of course, that businesses here are going to have to deal with a mountain of paperwork that they haven't been accustomed to before. He was also asked about these reports that there could be gridlock around Dublin Port. One of the ferry companies has warned about the possibility of traffic backing up out of Dublin Port and extending on, even worries that it could extend onto the M50. And he wouldn't be drawn on that, but he said, as you heard in that clip, that it was not going to be seamless. Right. He said the volumes that officials are going to have to deal with here are very big, and that is going to have implications.
And Sandra, we were talking a moment ago to Dara Bryan about COVID. The three coalition party leaders are due to meet today, are they, to review the situation in relation to where we are with the restrictions?
Yes, that's right. The three party leaders are meeting this evening ahead of tomorrow's cabinet meeting. They usually have that kind of weekly meeting to talk through some of the issues, and they will be discussing this, which is on everybody's minds in terms of how to exit the level five restrictions. Now, the Taoiseach was asked several times about that again this morning. Now, he wouldn't be drawn on specifics. He would, in particular, he wouldn't talk about whether all bars and restaurants could reopen. We know that that seems to be a sticking point in terms of the ongoing discussions, but he did sound, I thought, quite positive, and he was stressing that so far the restrictions that have been in place, that they have worked, okay, that they have brought the numbers down, that Ireland is one of the lowest countries in Europe, and he said that an announcement would be made on Thursday or Friday. Very ahead good. Of that, of course, there's a series of meetings, and there's that Dáil debate tomorrow when the opposition will also weigh in.
Very good, Sandra Hurley, for that. Thank you very much. After this short break, we'll be hearing about that Garda operation to protect Christmas trees from theft.